You have called a special session for legislators to discuss the state buying a majority share in the project. I'm just curious, why do you think that that is an important move to make?
It's not a majority interest, it's a 25% interest. Right now, the state has 0% interest in the pipeline or in the upstream gas conditioning facility. We do have a 25% interest in the liquefaction facility in Nikiski, but zero interest in anything else. So I've long felt that Alaska needs to be at the table. You know, I spent some time in Norway looking at the Norway model, and ours is sort of the reverse of the Norway model. And so I believe that Alaska is, we are an owner state as a result of statehood, the way that the resources were deeded over, granted over to the state. So we need to act like a sovereign, and to act like a sovereign is you have to be at the table. So that's my, it's not a matter of having ownership interests, it's a matter of having a seat at the table.
And then there are some who are opposed to the idea or wary of the idea, if not opposed, because they believe that it'd be rocking the boat. What do you think about that? Do you think that, you know, that there is some risk here?
Well, actually, the producers are actually hopeful, though, supportive of us buying out TransCanada. This has nothing to do with us buying TransCanada or not. Has nothing to do with our other partners in the project at all. So it would only impact them, I think, in a positive way. So I don't think that's an issue at all. Some feel that is going to increase our risk. You know, it's interesting as TransCanada basically is our agent at the table on the pipeline and the upstream side. You know, whatever they spend, we have to reimburse them. So we're going to pay them back either way. And mm-hmm. if there's no project, we pay them back plus interest at 7.1%. So from that standpoint, there's little risk at all. So if they stay in that seat, we're still reimbursing them as our agent. So it doesn't really increase our risk to have the state at the table. In fact, I think it decreases.
There's a concern about how we would, how the state would afford this, afford buying this 25%. Some legislators have mentioned that there's a possibility of using bonds. Do you think the state can afford to do this?
Yeah, I don't think we can afford not to do it, I guess is the way I look at it. It's a resource that the models indicate that the project is built and that the market is receptive and all pieces fall into place. Could return, you know, in the range of $2 billion a year to a state coffers. Boy, right now, that would almost cover our entire deficit. So, you know, to have a resource that's worth, you know, billions of dollars per year to Alaska's economy, to not participate in it and let somebody else make those decisions, I think that's a risk in itself. Doing nothing is at times the biggest risk we can possibly take. So as far as financing our share, there's a number of ways we can do that. Certainly we could draw down on some of the funds that we have available, not the permanent fund, but other funds we have would be one option. Another is we, you know, go to the bond market. I was in Japan last month for about 10 days and spent time with a Japanese financing organization. JBIC financing is an option, low interest financing if the export goes to their country. The World Bank is certainly a possibility, the bond market. So there's a number of options that the financing, you know, the decision on financing will not take place until there's a project. Right now there's not a project, there's a process in place that we hope results in a project. But, you know, when a project comes together, it typically almost always done on what's called project financing, which in other words, the revenues of the project, you know, pay for the cost of the project through, project financing. So there's a number of ways we can do it. I don't believe any of them are insurmountable. What is insurmountable is for us to sit back and watch and hope somebody else takes care of Alaska's future. Nobody else is going to do that like we are, so that's why we need to be at the table.